Hello, my name is Elijah. This is the 12th Apostolic Presbyterian Congregation, I'm out of Detroit, out of Libertyville, Texas. Today is January 13, 2017, or 18. All right, it is CBET 27, 2021. We will start our, it's 2017. We'll start our first service today with a song entitled, Under His Wings. Under His Wings, I'm safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust Him, for I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am His son. Under His wing, under His wing, He from His love can save me. Under His wing, my soul shall abide. Take me abide forever. Under His wings, for a refuge in sorrow, how the heart yearning returns to its rest. Often then earth has no bound for my healing. There I find comfort, and there I am blessed. Under His wing, under His wing, He from His love can sever. Under His wing, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wing, oh, a precious enjoyment, if all I had till last trials I hold. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Yahshua, I'm safe evermore. Under His wing, under His wing, He from His love can save me. Under His wing, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Holy One, Part 18. We're in Isaiah chapter 65. Let's continue our series. It says, I am sought of them that asked not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. A people that provoketh me to anger continually to my faith, that sanctifieth sacrifices in the gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in their vessels. Now we go to Leviticus 11, chapter 11, verse 7. It says that, and the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean unto you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean unto you. Okay. And that's the law. From the law of Moses. Back to Isaiah 65. Let's go to verse 5, which says, "Stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written, before me." Actually, let's go back to verse 5. Luke 18, verse 9 to 12. It says, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others." Verse 10. "Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, Yahweh, I thank thee that I am not as other men, or extortioners, unjust, adulterous, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithe of all that I possess." And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, Yahweh, be merciful unto me, a sinner." Back to Isaiah 65, verse 6, "Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense unto their bosom." And Isaiah is quoting from Psalms 50, verse 3, and it says that our Elohim shall come and shall not keep silence. The fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. Back to Isaiah now. 65, verse 7. "Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Yeshua, which have burned incense upon the mountain and blasphemed me upon the hill, therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom. This saith the Yeshua, as the new wine is found in the flesh, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I be for my servants' sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountain. And mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. And Sharon, it shall be a fold of flocks in the valley of Achor, a place where the herds of the lie down in. For my people that have sought me, that ye are they that forsake the Yeshua, and forget my holy mountain, and that prepare a table for that truth, and that furnish a drink offering unto that number. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you did not hear it. They did evil before my eyes, and did see that wherein I delighted not." Then in Isaiah 66, verse 4, it says, "I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not." And then in verse 5 of Isaiah 66, it said, "Hear the word of Yahweh, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, Let the Yeshua be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed." Now, this is what happened down in Carmel, Texas, 2002. This is exactly what they fulfilled there, Isaiah 66, verse 5. And then in Psalms, and Isaiah was quoting from Psalms 38:20, and let's go look at that right quick. It said, "They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is." And then Psalms 109, verse 4 goes along with that. Psalms 109, verse 4, it says that, "For my love they are adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer." And then Psalm 69, 13 goes with that. So let's look at that. It says, "But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Yahweh. In acceptable time, O Yahweh, is and the multitude of thy mercies hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Isaiah picks up the theme in Isaiah 49:8. It says, thus saith the Yahshua, in a acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritage. Now, verse 9, that thou mayest say unto the prisoners, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourself, they shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger, nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them, for he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them, and I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountain, for Yahshua hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. The Zion said, the Yahshua hath forsaken me, and my Elohim hath forgotten me. That a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Okay. Now we go back to Isaiah 65. And we go to verse 13. Therefore thus saith the Yahshua Elohim, Yahshua Mashiach, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for Yahweh Elohim shall slay thee and call his servant by another name. Now we go to Matthew 8:12, and we'll read, that the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay, so I'm going to read back, go back to Isaiah 65:14. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. That's what I just read to you. Matthew picks up that theme over Matthew 8:12, and he says, and the children of the kingdom. First it says in verse 11, and I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So, that goes along with Isaiah 65:14. And we missed the verse here in Isaiah 5:13. I'm going to read the Isaiah 65:13 again. Therefore thus saith Yahshua Messiah, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. Isaiah 5:13 picks up on that. Let's go read it. Let's see if we can get there. It says that, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Now we go back to Isaiah 65. Read verse 15. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for the Yahshua Messiah shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. Verse 16. That he who blessed himself in the earth shall bless himself in the Elohim of the truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the Elohim of the truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. And so we go to Jeremiah 4, verse 2, for cross-reference on that. And thou shalt swear, Yahshua liveth in the truth, and in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nation shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. So now, we go back to Isaiah 65, verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. Now here's a prophecy, and John the Revelator picks it up here in the end time. You know, that's what Isaiah's prophecy for, the end time. Revelation 21, it says 1 and 2. It says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now John saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from Yahweh out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Okay. Let's go now back to Isaiah 65, verse 18. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create, for behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. For I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not served his day. Let us back up to verse 19 now. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. And Isaiah 51:11, the scripture says here a little and there a little. It says, therefore the redeemed of Yahshua shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. And then in Isaiah 35:10 adds more to that. And so read it. So let's see here. It says, and the ransom of the Yahshua shall return and come to Zion, and with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and silence shall flee away. Okay. Now we go back to Isaiah 65, and we'll pick up on verse 20. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. Okay, there it is right there. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of the tree are, the days of my people are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Yeshua, and their offspring with them. Now we're going back up to verse 21 again, and they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Now we go to Amos 9:14, and we get more of a confirmation on that right there. Amos 9:14. Let's see if we can get there right quick. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste city, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. Okay. Now we go back to Isaiah 65, and we read verse 22. They shall not build and let inhabit. They shall not plant and let eat, for as the days of the tree are the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hand. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth the trouble, For they are the seed of the blessed of the Yasher and offspring, and their offspring with them. And so we go back to Isaiah 61:9 and get more confirmation on that. Isaiah 61:9, it says that, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which Yeshua hath blessed. And then Isaiah 44:3 adds more to that. Let's go read it. Isaiah 44:3. It says that, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Okay. So that refers us back to Isaiah 61:9, but we're going to go now to Isaiah 65. Back to Isaiah 65. And let's read verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Now that's it's taken from Psalms 91:15. So David had a lot to do with the prophets quoting him, because he made the original prophecy. 91:15. Let's get there. It says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And then in Psalms 50:15, David adds more to it there. 50:15. It says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So if we call upon him in the day of trouble, he will deliver us, and thou shalt glorify me. Okay, so there we have it. Go back to Isaiah now 65, and it says, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like a bullock, and thus shall be the serpent's meat, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Yeshua. Well, we finally got through Isaiah 65. And let's continue now with Isaiah 66. This is the last chapter in Isaiah. It says, verse 1, thus saith Yeshua, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith Yeshua, but to this man will I look even unto him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrifices a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's flesh or swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abomination. I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. Hear the word of Yahweh, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hate you, that cast you out for my name's sake, that let the Yeshua be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Now in Psalms 38, it says that, for I will declare mine, verse 18, for I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. And then Psalms 109, verse 4, confirms that a little bit more. 109 verse 4. It says that, for my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. Well, we read that before. Okay, let's go back now to Isaiah 66. And let's look at verse 6. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Yasher that renders recompense unto his enemy. Before he travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Isaiah 66, verse 6 again. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Yasher that rendereth recompense unto his enemies. And you back up one chapter, Isaiah 65, 6, and it says, behold, it is written, before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense unto their bosom. And then David talks about this over there in Psalms 50, verse 3. David stays involved here. Matter of fact, this is where the prophets are quoting from. It says, our Elohim shall come and shall not keep silence. This is our Yeshua. A fire shall be divided for him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Okay. And let's go back to Isaiah 66, verse 7. Behold, before she travailed, she brought forth, before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. And then Paul gets involved with the Gentile Romans over here, in Romans 11, verse 26, and he confirms a little bit of this. He said, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from Jacob. And then Isaiah 59, 20 and 21 gets involved. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Yasher. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Yasher. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith Yahshua, from henceforth and forever. That pretty well confirms that. Let's go back now to Isaiah 66, verse 8. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travail, she brought forth her children. And now we go to back to Romans 11, 26, and again we are looking at something here that Paul is telling the Gentiles, and so all Israel shall, I've already read that, so all Israel shall be saved. Verse 9, Isaiah 66, shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, saith Yeshua, shall I bring the shall I cause to bring forth and set the womb, saith the thy Elohim. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her. Isaiah 65:18 talks about that. It says, but be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create, for I behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. Let's go back to Isaiah 66. And let's read verse 11. That ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolation, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. And Isaiah 60 verse 16 adds something to that. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentile, and shall suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Yeshua, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. And it says, Isaiah 66:12, for thus saith Yeshua, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck. Ye shall be borne upon her side, and be dandled upon her knees. As one whom his mothers comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in your Jerusalem. And when you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the hand of Yahshua shall be known toward his servant, and his indignation toward his enemies. For behold, Yahshua will come with fire, and with his church like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 and 9, it gives us a reference on that. It says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Yahshua Messiah shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels and flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh and that obey not the gospel of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, who shall be punished with the everlasting destruction from the presence of the Yahshua and from the glory of his power. Then he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you is believed in that day. So now in Romans chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, gives us a little bit more insight in that. Okay, let's look at, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath. And then Romans 1:18 talks about that. It says, for the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in the unrighteousness. Okay. And then it gives us more information in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5 and 6 on that. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. Let's look at it. It says that, for this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of the Yahshua and of the Elohim. That no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of Yahweh upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Yahshua. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And then Galatians 5:22 talks about that. It says that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Okay. Colossians 3:12 talks about that. We can find it right quick. It says, put on therefore as the elect of Yahweh, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Yahshua forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. It's the bond of perfection when you put on all charity. Okay. Let's go back now to Isaiah 66 and see where we left off here. Verse 16, for by fire and by his sword will the Yahshua plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahshua shall be many. Okay, Isaiah 30, verse 30, talks about this early on there. So let's look at that. It says, and Yahshua shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lighting down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a divine fire, with scattering and a tempest and hailstone. For through the voice of the Yahshua shall the Assyrian be beaten down, for smote with a rod. Okay. Back to Isaiah 66, verse 17. they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination and the mouth shall be consumed together, saith the Yahshua. Okay, in Isaiah 65:3, a little earlier here, it talks about a people that provoketh me to anger, contended to my face, that sacrificeth in gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick. Now we go back to Isaiah 66:18. For I know their works and their thoughts, and it shall come, that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pearl, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal, and Avan. Let's go back to verse 18 again. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see in my glory. Now, Jeremiah 3:17, he adds something to this. It says that, and at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Yahshua, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, unto the name of the Yahshua, to unto Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of the Judah shall walk with the house of the Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north, to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a present land, a goodly heritage of the host of the nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father and shalt not turn away from me. Okay, let's go back now to Isaiah 66:19. It says, and I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pearl, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal, and Avan, unto the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Verse 20. He says, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Yahshua out of all nations, upon horses and in chariots and in their litters, and upon mules and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain. Jerusalem said to Yahshua, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel unto the house of the Yahshua. In Isaiah 18:7, adds a little bit more to this. Let's see if we can't get right back to it right quick. He says that in that time shall the present be brought unto the Yahshua the host, of a people scattered and peeled, and from a people terrible from their beginning hitherto, a nation be meted out and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of the Yahshua the host, the Mount Zion. Okay, let's go back now to Isaiah 66:21. And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith the Yahshua. That means among the Gentiles, take from the Gentile nation, and will take from them leaders for them. Okay, now it says in Isaiah 66:22, for as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith Yahshua, so shall your seed and your name remain. So Revelation 21:1-2 confirms that. It says that, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Yahweh out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And then as Isaiah 65:17, it seems to confirm that. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. And it says in Isaiah 66:23, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yahshua. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrent unto all flesh. That's the end of Isaiah 66. let's continue now. Now let's go to Jeremiah 50. And let's see what we have here. Let's read the whole chapter. It says that there, starting with verse 1, the word that the Yahweh spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Okay. It says, so Isaiah 47 at verse 1 gives us a little information on that. It says, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Okay. So now we go back to Jeremiah 50, verse 2. Declare ye among the nations, and publish and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken. Bel is confounded. Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded. Her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land a desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast, in those days and in that time, saith Yahshua. The children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and see the Yahshua their Elohim. The Yahweh their Elohim, I guess. No, see the Yahshua their Messiah. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Yahshua in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountain. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Yahshua. The habitation of justice, even the Yahshua, the hope of their fathers, remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he goes before the flocks. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence says she shall be taken. Their error shall be as a mighty expert man, none shall return in vain. Now we go to Jeremiah 6:16. We get a cross reference on something here that I skipped over already. 6:16, it says that, thus saith Yahshua, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Okay. So now we go back to Jeremiah 50, and we pick up on Jeremiah 51:35. It says that the violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitants of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of the Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. Therefore thus saith Yahshua, behold, I will plead thy cause, and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her seed, and make her springs dry. Verse 37, and Babylon shall become a heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment, and a hissing without an inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions, they shall yell as lions' whelps. In their heat I will make their feast, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice, and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith Yeshua. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with the goats. How is Shishak taken, and how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How has battle become an astonishment among the nation? Okay, the sea is come upon up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land, and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth. Neither doth any son of man pass thereby. And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, and the nation shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. And my people go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Yahshua. Okay, so now we go back to Jeremiah 50, and verse 8, it says, Remove out of the midst of Babylon, go forth out of the land of Chaldeans, and be as the he goes before the flocks. For lo, I will raise in charge to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall sit themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken, their error shall be as of a mighty expert man, and none shall return in vain. And Chaldea shall be a spoil, all that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith Yahshua, because you were glad, because you rejoiced, O you destroyers of mine heritage, because you are grown fat as the heifer at grass, and bellow as bull. Your mother shall be sore confounded, she that bare you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nation shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Because of the wrath of the Yahshua, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Every one that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished, and hiss at her plague. And Jeremiah 25:12 gives us a little more information on that. It says that, and it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon, and that nation, saith Yahshua, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it a perpetual desolation. This is this prophecy is being fulfilled right here in this year, 2017. This is the end of 70 years, and the antitype. Donald Trump is the one appointed to bring this to pass. And it says in Jeremiah 25:13, And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah hath prophesied against all the nations. And in Jeremiah 36:4, it talks about a little bit more about that. Jeremiah 36:4. Yeah, I'm having a hard time getting to it. 36:4. It says, Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Yahweh, which he had spoken unto him, upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of Yahshua. Therefore go thou, and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Yahshua in the ears of the people in the Yahshua's house upon the fasting day. And what day is that? That's on the Day of Atonement, 10th day of the 7th month. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before the Yahshua, and will return everyone from his evil way, for great is the anger and fury that the Yahshua hath pronounced against his people. Okay. Now we'll go back to Jeremiah 50. It says in verse 16, Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest. For fear of the oppressing sower, they shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee every one to his own land. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him. unless this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore, thus saith the Yahshua of the host, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. Here are your three feeding pastures prophesied here by Jeremiah. Jeremiah 50, verse 19. That we repeated in our day with the house of Israel, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and the Davidian Seventh-day Adventists, and the Branch Davidians. In those days and in that time, saith Yahshua, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and their sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. For I will pardon them whom I reserve. Go up against the land of Marathon, even against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod, waste and utterly destroy. After them, saith Yahshua, and do according unto all that I have commanded thee. A sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against Yahshua. Yahshua hath opened his armory and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation, for this is the work of Yahshua Messiah of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the uttermost border. Open her storehouses, cast her up as heath, and destroy her utterly, let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks, let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation, the voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of Yahshua of the host, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow. Camp against it round about, let none therefore escape. Recompense her according unto her work, according to all that she hath done, do unto her. For she hath been proud against Yahshua, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith Yahshua. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith Yahshua. Elohim of her. For the day is come, the time that I will visit thee. Okay. This brings in verse 30, this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call, and that's number 11. Click on our audio archives. Hear this message and more. Let us close now with a song.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His fallen forever Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. This time forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Yahshua. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the Lord of His presence with me death can tenderly dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, is silent forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. Passing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King and his Lord's light. Who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I know there's a promise waiting in yonder bright mansion for me. Dancing with the spirit's late birthday, that hungeth the Yahshua